forward. I mean, if we cannot learn out the Yalfuse that we, if Reuven says to Shimon, you bowed $100, and Shimon says La Dam, and to him say that he saw that he bowed. So he was demonstrated as a Gazlan, that's what the Makshid assumed. So how can we learn out that the Chayvish wind, he takes the Shwe. We don't trust the Shwe. So we couldn't learn out. It's impossible. So Mimele, Morikin the Teretz, no. Because we can still learn it out. We can still learn it out. So because by Milve, we can accept the Shwe. So since by Milve, we can accept the Shwe, so Mimele, we can learn it out. And that Shwe will have application, actual literal application, in case of Agudas Zedin by Milve. So Mimele, once we learn out, after all is Monefshech, if Agudas Zedin, once we learn out that Agudas Zedin, to Ikawachena, that just as it was Pif and Idechot, is Mechayev Yishwe. So certainly, Agudas Zedin Mechayev Yishwe, so is the same, so then, it has to be considered al pisvoi. So what difference does it make? Milve pikodim. If we have a alfuse, once we have a alfuse, that I'm going to say him is mechayev shvuye. So that shvuye should apply to I'm going to say him in milve, and I'm going to say him in pikodim. But in I'm going to say him in pikodim, so he's not nemon. He's not nemon. So it's like a case of maybe be mixas or the where he didn't testify. That the mixas is a gazlan. So then it has to be considered from the point of view where the mechuyev shvuye is a choshev, is a gazlan. So here too, since it was not on the basis of pirche, it was just on the basis of svore, the Gemara said, because the machshin assumed that even by milve, so is a gazlan. So mimele, so such a yalfuse wouldn't make sense. Because it could never have application according to the Havamine of the Maksh. So Mimele, we couldn't learn out this Yalfus. But since by Milve it has application, it has literal application. So Mimele, the Yalfus can be deduced. But then you say, by Pikodin, we couldn't accept the Shwe. Why? Because it's a Gazlan. So how about the Mimiktsas where he didn't come and testify that this made the mixas was seen gazlaning, I mean, mobbing somebody. So we say he's not Chayvish Shvuye. So we say, since he is a gazlan, so midraise we say, mitechshin yochel ish ba mishalim, that's according to one Lashon HaTeitzveh. So mitechshin yochel mishalim, so he pays. And then midrabbanon, so we say, shechineg ish ba mineitel. So here too, once, you see, it's not according to the rabbeisof of the Miri, so that kasha of the Gemara, that kasha of the Gemara malata da shovich nishchali was a kafel, there is a kafel. So that b'teras pirche. So the Gemara says, by milve there is no pirche. But by pikodin there is a pirche. So some milve, that yalfuse is deduced in connection with milve, not in connection with pikodin. So by pikodin we don't have yalfuse, because in connection with pikodin we have a pirche. But according, so that's why the rabbis of Rashi say, the rabbis of the Miri say, no, by pikodin there is no shvuye of Kapriya Kamayim. Masha'in came, the Miri himself, he explains the Gemara's kasha not as a pirche, but just as a svore. How can we apply this yalfuse literally? So the Gemara says, no, we can apply it literally because he's not the gazlan. But in case of, but, so therefore, this Yalfuse makes sense. Once this Yalfuse makes sense, so there is Yalfuse that I'm going to say is Mechayev Yishwe. So Mimele doesn't make any difference. I'm going to say the Milve, I'm going to say the Kodim, I'm going to say is Mechayev Yishwe. So just as one couldn't say in a case where the native Mixas happens to be a Gazlan, a professional Gazlan, so then there is no Yishwe. There is a Yishwe, but we have to consider it from the point of view of the Tekshin Yochel Ishma Mishalim. I mean, according to one Lashon HaTeitzveh, so in such a case he doesn't apply, so he's part of the Gamre. All right, but the Tekshin Chachomim is that Shechineg the Nishma Vileitel. So here too, according to this is what the Miri says. Pius Rabbi Sashi Dil Rabchiei Namurin Alul Mil. Hobi Vikodin. What's the name of the Tonne Havirim? One of the Yot Kopikodin. Vikofa Vikolu Boy Il Hamishim in Shuela Shor. Sharing Kakalachim Midas Vivideho. Shari Efshal Ima, Malaylo Shechem was a Kaf. Tima Vikodin, she was a Kaf. They nearly came. Hoyo Mikol Mokin Maradin Lil Milvake. You see, so the Miri holds that the Kasha of Gimor is explained smaller, let's Rash explain. How can we learn out the Al-Fuset? Because if we learn the Al-Fuset, so it means that we have to literally apply it. So we couldn't say that the Al-Fuset is that he's highly swear and seems he cannot swear because he's a gazlan, so maybe we'll have to pay. So, because the Al-Fuset is not that he has to pay, the Al-Fuset is that he swears. So when the Gemara, while the Gemara assumed that even by Milne is a gazlan, so maybe the Al-Fuset couldn't have any literal application, in all cases. So we couldn't learn out of the Al-Fuset. We can't find any literal application in any case. Mashenkein, the Teretz recorded the Teretz of the Gemara. So by Milve, it can have literal application. So maybe we learn out of the Al-Fuset. So what does the Al-Fuset imply? That I'm going to say it in the Chayvish way. If I'm going to say it in the Chayvish way by Milve, it's the Chayvish way of the Kodim. But by the Kodim, we have a problem, all right? So sometimes by Midin Mixas, we also have a problem. If, let's say, two Aiden testify that the Midin Mixas happens to be a professional gardener. So then we say it's a Choshut. So then we say, so Midin Rabbono, so Shonegi Nidvar Neitel, and Midin Aise. So it's one way or the other. The Miri seems to agree with the Shikas Rishenim, with the Washington Tetzves, that Midin Aise, where the Mitzvah is the gardener, so he has to pay. That's the Miri Shik. So Miri says, We'll take issue. All right, now we're approaching a very difficult piece of the moment. Elodikoma vitane tune. Midom. Hosom limalve. Isle sad. Lile vilesle sad. Le mosikule nide. Diavele li sade. Sade le vilmosikule nide. Le boye rafriel ishtabue. Hoche, keich ed anan sade behai, vatel hoche nishtabe. So the Gemara has a very strong kashi against Tane Tune. The Reb Chiya said, Tane Tune. In other words, there is a raya to Reb Chiya's din, all right? So we know, Reb Chiya's din, the moker for Reb Chiya's din is the Alfus. It's a kawachimea from Piv and Idel, or Piv and Yurush with Idel. And, but then the Braise says, Tane Tune, that this halacha is exemplified by the halacha of the Mishnah. In other words, we can deduce this halacha from the Mishnah, that the Mishnah also, the Tane of the Mishnah agrees with the halacha of Reb Chiya Kamaiz. Why? Because Shneimer is Mital, so it's now one says Ani Misasiyo, so each one who says Ani Misasiyo, so he's claiming the whole thing. And the other part, he says, oh, animi shosio, so he's denying the whole thing. So it's like, Ruben saying to Shimon, so Shimon says, yo mi mono, and Shimon denies, I la dam, I don't owe you anything. But since both hold on to it, so it's an ansade, that you has a head, so he has to swear on the other hand. So in other words, so it's a shwe the rice. It's a shwe if I'm gonna say it, because the tfise by Ruvein is an ansade that he owns at least the head. So the question is, if only one was holding only a head and the other head, let's say, wouldn't be Al-Pidin, be tofus by the one who holds on to the fringes, So then we could say, but here both are holding out to the three. So Meile Monef Sheach, if you say an Amsadeh, the Truvain has a head, at least a head, because he holds on to the fringes. So it's an Amsadeh, the Chimen has at least a head, that he holds on to the fringes. Now it's an Amsadeh, there is a Biro, it is Nisbarer, the Truvain has at least a head, and Chimen has at least a head. Now, so that means it's an Amsadeh, it's Nisbarer. The Truvain has a head and only a head, and Chimen has a head and only a head. So what is this? What kind of a purpose does the Shvuya serve? It's Nisbarer, so it should be considered Monefshah. If the Tfise is considered like an Amsadeh, so it should be considered as if two Eidim testify that they both picked it up at the same time. So then there wouldn't be any Shvuya. Im Yeshom Eidim, so it's Chilti Meloi Shvuya. So Meloi Shvuya. So Monefshah, if you say that there is a Shvuya in spite of the fact that Amsadeh, so then the Shvuya must be based some other reason, a special takone, some other reason. It has nothing to do with Rav Chiya's Aloch. It's a very strong kasha that the Gemara raised. The Komar Tane Tune Midom Hoso Lemao Vis Lissadu Lei Veles Lissadu Lemos Lei Mide Di Av Lissadu Lei Lemos Lei Mide Lebo Rav Chiya Lishtabui Hoche Ki Chela Nam Sade Bahai Analan Had Lirai Vafil Hoche Mishtabi. So Memele it must be based upon some other reason. A special reason is why there is a Shvuya. It's nothing to do with Rebchi, with Agur Seidi Mechai Rishvuye. Elo, Yitma Vitame Tune, Aido de Rebchi, Yitma, Lama Rebchi, Mono Libiot, Valo Eimer Imo Biot Yelo Nizuz, Vehilich Chai, Mai Taine, Hilich Name, Kimeide Mikter Taine Dom, Vitame Tune, Schneider of Nitales, Och, ik wil die toch niet aan het zaden, maar die toch niet heel goed. Ik wil dan niet eens waar. Ik heb geen zomaar. Heel erg potter, mijn tijd, ik wil dan maar heel erg. Hanne zo zie ik om mee in de kawaii, ik wil dan maar kiepel om al de domme. Bin nog aan mij, ik wil mee. Heel graag lekker door in deze tijd. Ik heb geen zes kastje was missen. How does he say that heel erg is potter, but here in de mischne, it's heel erg and still this way, each one's way. Om maar af te zeggen, maar niet, dan kon het graag om mee. Jedoch, in der Prie, ein Takonis Rachonen, und mir, die andere beschwingen mit der Reise, der Chayel, ich sag mir, Rabonon, schwue, kind der Reise, er will die andere mit der Reise, hilf Potter, ich sag mir, Rabonon, schwue, lässt sich, was ist der Reise? Now let's see the Rashi. Rashi is very straight. אלו דיקום אביטן נתונה, אלו אם יש לכל אושר, עוד אם הבחיה, כך יש לכל אושר, דיקום אביטן נתונה, ואיבר היו לדבור כמי שסיינו מידות, הוצו מדר הבחיה, אלו אם באו לאיס לסעדה בת חמיש, ולאיב לאס לסעדה בן החמיש, יש לך אלו. היא אבל איקי גניו אידי אידי, חמישים חי וחמישים פורה, וחי גם לא יאב לאומר הבחיה, לצורך לי בלעשו. מס ניסן, כאיך את הנסעדה להי, דחצי שולי, הנסעדה להי, דחצי שולי, ולומו יצריכו חכומים שבועו, שמע מנותי מלאב משומד מצרתיינו הוא כרבחיה, ואם ישבו את הרייסה, אלו את הכל את חכומים שלו יתלחות, אלו את הריתיק את הרישך ואירי. So the Gemara is now proving that the din, that the Shvuya of the Mishnah is not based upon Rebchiye Kamayse. Because if it had been based upon Rebchiye Kamayse, so then there shouldn't be any, if this Mishnah, the case of the Mishnah, had any resemblance to Rav Chiya Kamayse's case, so then there wouldn't be an issue. Because Rav Chiya is only Mechai Vishwe if the Eidim is there is a bill of Eidim that he owes at least 50. And as to the other 50, there is no bill of Eidim altogether. The Eidim don't know. But here, Monefshah, if the fact of Tofus is a Biro Ligabi Rubin, so the Tofus of Shimon is a Biro Ligabi Shimon, how can we say, I mean, it's a Biro, Tofus is a Biro Ligabi Rubin, not Ligabi Shimon? So maybe it should be like a Yidu Eidim that both picked it up at the same time. So then there shouldn't be any Shuwe. And still there is a Shuwe. So apparently, it's not, So the fact that he stopped is not as if to him a testify that he always had. It's not like that. It's not. So why there is we a special takon? This was shown by the Gemara. So then the Gemara says, now let's see, now, Anan Sadeh Lahai. The Chetzi Shalei V'lom Yitzchil Chachom Yishuwe, Shmam Netayim Lav Nishim Eyyem Yitzchil. She got Chiyah, Vein Yishuwe the Reis, Elot HaKol Chachom Yishuwe 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 Yishuwe. So it was established by the Gemara that the deal of the Mishneh is not based upon the Chiyah Kamayis Yishuwe. That was established. So why does Rav Chiyah mention this Mishneh? So Rav Chiyah mentions this Mishneh, the case of the Mishneh, as a raya for the Rav Chiyah Bas Reises case, not for Rav Chiyah Kamaises case, but for Rav Chiyah Bas Reises case. That was the Teilech Yitzchai. Teilech Yitzchai. Now, let's see. Veilech, lo yitzesim, vein shaloch, bichol mokim shein. Now the Goyen says, Avaran chilek al zeh, because of the mil ve litzoyim nitno. Vidafkin frod nadinkil. Now what does the Ram say? Now, from Rashi it's mashma. Rashi says, Veheilech, lo yitzesi. Vein shaloch, bichol mokim shein. So in other words, Rashi applies it to mil. Rashi applies it to milve. And what does he say if he applies it to milve? So in other words, so then only when would it be a case of Heilech? If Reuven says to Shimon, I lent you $100. And Shimon says, yes, you lent me $100. You lent me $50, not $100. And the $50, here it is, the $50. The exact coins that you gave me. I didn't spend the $50. Here you have it. I didn't spend them yet. So then it's Heilech. So then it's only Shaila and Heilech. It's Chaya and Heilech. So when is it Heilech? Only if he says, $50 you lent me, and here it is, the 50 coins, that the coins of the $50 that you lent me. And I didn't even spend it. I didn't even spend it. But suppose he'll say, here is 50, I spent the 50, but here is other 50. Then it wouldn't be a case of Heilech. So it would be a case of Heilech only if he says, 50 you lent me, and here is the 50, the coins that you gave me. I didn't spend them. So the Ram's kasha is, now we see from Rashi that if, let's say, he'll say, here is 50, you lent me 50, and I spend the 50 that you lent me. But here is other 50. In payment of the 50 coins you gave me, then it wouldn't be a case of Heilech. It wouldn't be a case of Heilech. When would it be a case of Heilech if it's not, if it is the same 50 that the so-called mixed up, but if it's other 50, then not. Why? Because Milvel is so in it. In other words, this Rashi can only conform to the view of the Mandoma that Milvel Avle is so in it. Actually, there is a lot of this. We pass Milvel is so in it. But there's a whole discussion in the Gemara that Memalef in Yush, as to whether Milvel is so in it or Milvel Avle is so in it. So we pass in that Milvel is so in it. What does it mean, Milvel Yitzoyimitno? Milvel Yitzoyimitno means that if we say Milvel Avle Yitzoyimitno, so then it means if Reuven lent $100 to Shimon, so until Shimon started spending that $100, so title remains vested in the mouth. If we say Milvel Avle Yitzoyimitno. If we say Milvel Yitzoyimitno, so even the $100 are still intact. He didn't spend a penny of the $100. But the moment he lent it, Reuven lent it to Shimon, so Shimon acquires title to them, even though he didn't spend it. He didn't spend it. If we say Milvel Yitzoyimitno, if we say Milvel Avle Yitzoyimitno, so when does the Levi acquire title? When does this, what does it mean Milvel Avle Yitzoyimitno? I mean, can anyone say, I mean, the view of Avitz only, why does one borrow money? Why? Not to spend it. Why does he have to borrow? If he borrows, so it's for the purpose of spending it. But if we say you will have it, so it no. So we say, true, the purpose of borrowing money is in order to be able to spend it. But until he spends it, title remains vested in the maul. But the moment he starts spending it, then the levy acquires title in the monies, in the coins, or in the dollar bills, whatever it is. But until he spends them, so who has title to them? The maul. If we say you will have it. If we say Miller Litzoinitno, so even before the Levi started to spend the money, so the Levi has already acquired title in the money. Now we passed Miller Litzoinitno. So in other words, according to Rashi says, Hilich, Loitzesim, Vein Shaloch, Bichol Mokim Sheherim. So in other words, so Rashi wants to apply the case of Hilich to Miller. So in order that it should apply to a milveh, then it can only apply to a milveh in the case where the money was not spent, and that will be, and even in the case where the money was not as yet spent, not even a part of it, so it can only hold true, I'll leave it in Mandoma, that milveh lavrits on it. So that means that the levy didn't acquire title to the moyes. Now if it says, Reuven says to Shimon, I lent you $100, and Shimon says, you only lent me $50. And here it is. I didn't spend any, one penny out of the $50 you lent me. So that means, if we say like the Mandoma, that Mil will have Litzoinitno, which we don't pass like that. But if we say that Mil will have Litzoinitno, so since he didn't as yet spend a penny of that $50, that means who still has title? In whom is title that? In whom is title to that $50 coins? Vested in the Malve. So Mimele that Helich. Mashenke, if Shimon will say, well, you have only lent me $50, and the $50 I spent, but here is another $50. Go take it. I want to pay it out. Then it wouldn't be. So when will Helich be visualized? When will Helich be visualized? Let's say according to Mandoma, who says, so title becomes vested in the Leve even before he spends it. So then it doesn't make any difference whether he offers to return the same coins or other coins. Even if he offers to return the same coins, it's like other coins. Because he was coined. He was coined, so it's like other coins. So in other words, if we say Milvel Itzoyenitno, as we pass him, so then Hilich could be visualized according to Rashi only in case of Likot. Only in case of Pikot. Now, so you see, that's why, I mean, if somebody doesn't look into the Ran, into the Rashbo, so he might get a false impression of what the Goyim is trying to say. You see, so what the Rashbo and the Ran is saying is this, that according to Rashi Shite, that Helich can only be visualized, only by the Hilchate, if, only by the Kod. So by the Kod, so the Nifket never acquires title to the Nikon. Title is always remains in the market. So in such a case, if Reuven says to Shimon, I gave you two watches, I deposited two watches with you, and then Shimon says, you deposited with me only one watch, and here it is. So that's Helich. But by Milveh, if he just says, here it is, it's not Helich. Except, according to Mandoma, that Milveh Lavli, so he didn't know, and he says, here are the coins that you lent me. I didn't spend them yet. So that's very difficult. So in other words, so that means that according to Rashi's Pshat, the whole being of Helich can be visualized only in connection with Pikot. With Milveh not. And with Milveh it could be visualized only according to one Mandoma, who says Milveh lavli tzoinitno. So Mele, according to that Mandoma, if he says, here are the coins that you lent me, I didn't spend them yet. But we pass Milveh litzoinitno. Avlo aram chelik al zeh. Because avdo Milveh litzoinitno, vidavke bipikot madinkei. So it's not, it's not, the Gro doesn't mean that the Ran holds that Dafkirik could not be in the field. Here, the Ran, on the contrary, the Ran holds his Chilka Rashi. He says that the Novelich can be visualized in Milner also, not Dafkirik because. Because it doesn't have to be the same thing in which the Tevea still has title, even if the Tevea does not have title, let's say Milne. So the Tevea never has title, even if the Leve offers, surrenders the same coins that was lent to him, and which he says he didn't spend even a part of it. So even in such a case, the Leve already has title. So when he offers, when he surrenders 50 coins, even though they happen to be the same coins that he received from the Malve, so it's like other coins, other money. But that's also Mir-Elech, as long as that mixas that he's made available to the Tevea, so that the Tevea could collect right now, even though he didn't as yet collect. So it's considered as if it's already collected. So on the contrary, the Ran Shita is that this Din of Elech can be visualized, baby becoming baby milne. But the Ran says, according to Rashi says, Ve'elech lo yitzeisim. So what's the significance of the fact that he didn't spend the $50? What's the significance of it? So in other words, that means the title still remains in the Tevea. So Ve'elech yitzeisim, Mashenk in the case where title is not vested in the Tevea, but it's in the Nitva, even though it is surrendered to the Tevea, then it's not Elech. So according to the Ilka said that Milne Litzoi Nitno, so it's always, it's never Elech by Milne. And when is it Elech? Only by Pekon? That's according to Rashi Shite, but according to the Ram's own Shite, the Rashbo. So then, as long as there is a surrender and the mixas that he's made available to the Tevea, so that's Elech. So Milne, it applies to Pekon and it applies to Milne. It applies to Milve, whether the money was spent or the money was not spent, because even if the money was spent, but he is ready to give him other money, so that's also Elech. But according to Rashi, since Rashi limited the case of Elech to the case where he said Lo Yitzeisim, so that was, that's the only situation in Milve where you could visualize Elech. But except for that situation, we couldn't visualize it. So the kasha is, even in that situation, we shouldn't visualize it. We don't visualize it. But what kasha means is, according to the mandoma, that milve lavu itzoyin itna. So then we could visualize Elech even in milve. But if we say milve itzoyin itna, so then we couldn't visualize Elech in milve altogether. But we could visualize Elech only in pikon. But according to the Ran, so Elech, as long as the mixas that is made available to the Tevea, so it's considered it. All right. So according to the Ran, it's considered Elech. And So this Rashi is very difficult. So in other words, the more at first there's the cash, how can the price say, Vitane Tune, that the Mishnah, the din of the Yachleiku Vishwe of the Mishnah, Vashnai Meir's Metallus, is the Raya to Rapchir Kamaises din? No, the Shvuya of the Mishnah of Shnai Meirzin has nothing to do with Rabchei Kamaizizin. Because if it had anything to do with Rabchei Kamaizizin, if the Tofus of Ruven would be considered like 2 Eidim testifying that he has, that Ruven has at least a half, so then the Tofus of Shimon should be like 2 Eidim testifying that Shimon has at least a half. So it's like, so then it's like Eidim Eidim that he, that the Tavai Vadodagbo, so there shouldn't be any Shwe. And the Mishnah says there is a Shwe, so obviously here it's not an example of Rabchei Kamais. This is what the Gemara said. So then the Gemara, the Tere said, that too, that the Tanah the Braise does not mean that the Yachleiku of Shvuyeh is an example, exemplifies the Priya Kamaisa's thing, but it exemplifies the Priya Basraisa's thing, not the Priya Kamaisa's thing. So how does Rashi explain that the Yachleiku of Shvuyeh of the Mishnah exemplifies the Priya Basraisa's thing on the basis of the fact that it also exemplifies the Priya Kamaisa's thing? So then the Kashi is, so Hadra Kushele Duchte. Now Rashi said, Vitale Tunikos Alkadaito, to the Priya Taim Mastis Mishum, the Nan Sade, the mighty talk is Leu, the Hare Kimono with Yotro, the Aloimer and Abiodi Klum, the Edi Midime is Shish the Hamishim, the Rido the Priya, the Mikhail Shio the Raise. So what, how did the Gemara improve? The Gemara is the Kashi. That the Shvuya of the Mishneh could not exemplify the Priya Kamaisa's din. So what was the terrace of the Gemara? No, it doesn't exemplify the Priya Kamaisa's din. It exemplifies the Priya Basraisa's din. But the Priya Basraisa's din itself, in order that the Yachleiku of the Shvuye, Shnaimos Mitalish, should exemplify the Priya Basraisa's din, it must first exemplify the Priya Kamaisa's din. So the Hadra Kushele Duchte, how can it exemplify the Priya Kamaisa's din? Monefshech, if the Tvitze by Ruvein is considered like two Eidim testifying that Ruvein has at least a half, so the Tvitze by Shimon also should be considered like two Eidim testifying that Shimon has at least a half. So it's like Shnayim Eidim, that each one has a half. So then there shouldn't be issue. I mean, so the Rashi doesn't even make sense. That's the discussion just right. Pirsch Rashi, kiven da, da habe ich auch das Eidin, mich stabben der Priya Kamaisa. Wie kosche, kiven du immer zu mir hoch, aber preise, der Hilich und Kirch Kamaisa, lo ime vitale tuna Kamaisa. So, we have to say, what the Rashbo says, the Chedush Rashbo, and the Chedush Aram, I mean, there is no other way of explaining Rashi. Otherwise, Rashi doesn't make sense. It's not the question of a Kashi against Rashi. It doesn't make sense. So, what Rashi means is this. Now, the Gemara said, the Gemara says, Gemara is the Kashi. Elu di koma, vitane tune, mi dome, hosel le mau liis le sade, le leve les le sade, le mosik le mide. Di ava le sade, le leve le mosik le mide, le boi rapchi le ishtabue, hoche ki echat anan sade bahai, anan sade bahai, vavloche mishtab. So in other words, so the Gemara proved, so this maxim established beyond the shadow of a doubt that the deal of the Mishneh, that the din of the Mishneh is not the Shvuye Deraisa. It's not the Shvuye Deraisa. The din of the Mishneh is not the Shvuye Deraisa. Because if it is the Shvuye Deraisa, why is it the Shvuye Deraisa? Because the Tvise by Ruvein is like two Eidim testifying that he has at least a head. So the Tvise by Shimon is like two Eidim testifying that Shimon has at least a head. So we have two Eidim testifying that each one has a head. So there shouldn't be any Shvuye Deraisa. So that was established beyond the shadow of a doubt by the Makshin's Kashi, that the Shvui in the Mishneh, Vashnav and Talis, is not the Shvui Drai, it couldn't be the Shvui Drai. So then the Gemara says, no, when the Braise says, Vitane Tune, the Braise means that the Shvui of the Mishneh is a Raya to Repriya Basraise. Rasriya Basraise. Now, Vitale Tune, Schneimers Mitalis, Vorhoche Kim di Tokis an Amsad in Mayu Tokis Helechu, Vikotoni Yishba, Virafshi Soma Hilach Potter. So then the Gemara says, so what the Gemara is now saying, Vitale Tune, Eloki Itmar, the Omar Apriye, Eloki Itmar, Vitale Tune, Aida the Apriye Itmar. So the Gemara now is already expressing what the Gemara says in Vaskone. Omar Rapsheshe. וידוח, עמים וידוח, אין תקונס חכומן לי. ומי הוא יאמר בשלמה מדרעייסי לחייב? מסק מרבונון שבוי יקין דרעייסי. אלו יאמר מדרעייסי לפותר, מסק מרבונון שבוי את רעסק אבוסי ברעייסי. So when the Gemara is saying now, אלוקי יתמר, ויתן אתון העיד עד רבחי יתמר, so the Gemara already has in mind what the Gemara is saying למסקונה, וידוח, אין תקונס חכומן לי. So now when the Gemara is saying, Eloki itma vitale tuna ida v'rabchi itma, so the Gemara knows that the Shvuye in the Mishneh is not the Shvuye d'raise. It's only Shvuye d'rabonon. But the Shvuye d'rabonon itself could not be enacted by the Chachomim if there hadn't been a din that Helach is Chayev, and if there hadn't been a din of Rav Chiya Kamaise. So in other words, two reasons according to Chachomim. So at first the Gemara thought that according to Rav Chiya, so the Shvuye of Shnayim of Mitalis is Shvuye Dereis. So the Gemara has the very strong kasha. How can we say that it's a Shvuye Dereis? So then the Gemara now comes to the conclusion, obviously the Shvuye of Shnayim Ozim is not a Shvuye Dereis. It's a Shvuye Dereis. Memele, since it's a Shvuye Dereis, it's a Raya for both Alohes of Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya Kamaise and Rav Chiya Bas Reis. So when the Gemara says, Elo, the Gemara says, Elo ki itma vitane tune aida v'Rav Chiya itma, so the Gemara already knows what the Gemara says at the end. V'idoch, ein takon es chachomim, umi u yamre b'shleim. So the Gemara knows already. In other words, that this is not a Shvuye Dereis, because it couldn't be a Shvuye Dereis. It's a Shvuye Dereis. But, so the Chachomim were misakin it. For a certain reason. So the reason could be because of the Shilei, Kol Echad Ve'echad Hilo, Vigit Alish V'chalei. But whenever the Chachomim are misakin, I mean that's a cloud that is mentioned by the Shemim, there is always a term that for every Takonis Chachomim, there has to be a time why the Chachomim did it, and how did the Chachomim do it. In other words, you see, the Gemara says, by Maimet Shloshton, there are three things that mil sebeloi time. There are only three takones that the Chachomim enacted that have no time, cannot be explained. Only three. So what is it? So one of the three is Maimet Shloshton. So, but Rishayim mentioned a reason as to why the Chachomim were misakim Maimet Shloshton, in order to make business transactions more convenient, more practical. If not for Maimet Shloshton, it would involve a great hardship to transfer property, halvoyes, business would be handicapped. So there is a very good reason as to why the Chachomim were misakim Maimet Shloshton. In order to make business transaction practical and convenient. So why does the Gemara say that Maimet Shloshton has no time? So Rishayim explain it. The Gemara only means there is no time as to how Maimet Shloshton is effective. But let's say Mishiche, according to Rabbi Yechanan, so Mishiche is Akonis Chachomim. So the Chachomim were Misake Mishiche. So there is a reason as to why the Chachomim were misakein that Mishicha should be effective, and there is also a reason how Mishicha is effective, because after all, Mishicha involves an exercise of dominion by the person who buys the chayfetz. So there is a reason how this is effective. But Maimet Shloshton, there is a reason as to why the Chachomim were misakein, but how is title to the Pikodin or to the Milve transferred just because there is an Amira Be'alma in the presence of the Donor and the Doni and the Shemer. How is it transferred? That has no time. So that means only three things there. There are three takones where there is no time as to how it is effective. All the other takones, so there is a time not only as to the why, there is also a time as to the how. So Mimele, true, there is, the time is Shalikal Echod Vechod Hilich Vitikrit Ali Shulchanele. That explains the why. Why? I mean, the Chachomim had a certain objective to achieve. That it shouldn't be chaotic. In other words, Echod Vechod Hilich Vitikrit Ali Shulchanele. That's the why. But it has to make sense. Why Shvuye? After all, he's already moved it. They are both Mirzokim. Why impose a Shvuye? There is a reason as to why it should be done. But there is no reason as to the how. So, if we accept Rav Chiya Kamaise, and we accept Rav Chiya Bas Reis's din, so then there will be an explanation not only as to the why, but also as to the how. But if we don't accept Rav Chiya Kamaise's din, and we don't accept Rav Chiya Bas Reis's din, so too, that's a good explanation as to the why of the takone, but it's not a good explanation as to the how. How, I mean, how the Kohen's Chachomim should never look at Chuche Ritule. So how can the Chachomim, it looks like, if not for the Rebchir Kamaitzes din, and for Rebchir Vastraitzes din, then the Kohen's Chachomim would look like Chuche Ritule, just because the Chachomim had a certain objective to attain, so they were misaking that each one who is already immortal in something should take a shvuah. But if we accept Rebchir Kamaitzes din, Rebchir Vastraitzes din, so then there is a smach. So then, it doesn't, so this takone, the purpose of which is to prevent chaos, so can be explained on the basis of the two alohes. So when the Gemara says, the Gemara already meant the maskone. So the Gemara is explaining now what the Gemara says at the end. In other words, so according to Maskone of the Gemara, so the Shvuya of Shnayim Erzin exemplifies the Halacha of Rebchir Vastraitze also because it exemplifies the Halacha of Rebchir Kamaitze. Rebchir Kamaitze. So then, when the Gemara said, my time, so Gemara. So this is why Rashi explains it. But when Rashi says, "V'tane tunik osal gadaitor l'rafchir time mas listen mishum danan sadin ma'idi tofis deleyu v'hare kimon lo biotcho v'alo eimeir." אם הוא לא דקלום ואידי מידי מייסי שיש לחמישים וכייד עוד רבחי את המחייר לשווי את הרייסי ויהוכה תאחה חדו הסיידי מנן סאדה דמי די טוב לישאי הילכו So when the Gemara says אלוקי התמר ויתנת אולי את הרבחי התמר the Gemara meant already the מסקונה אין וידוך אין תקונס חכומים But then when the Gemara said what the Gemara said, the Omer Rebchir, Monu Biotcha, Valo Yimei Lo Biotcha, Nun Zuz, Vele Chayev, Mai Taime, Hilech Nami, Kemidi Miksas Taime Tome, Vitane Tune, Shnai Merzim Vitalis, Vohoche Kivim Ditofis, Anan Tzadet, Mai Ditofis Helechu, that's before the Maskon of the Gemara. That was mentioned before the Gemara heard that Taine of the Makshin, that the Shvui of the Mishneh could not exemplify Rebchir Kamaitzes Din. So the Gemara said, Anan Sadel Ma'itov Yiselechu V'ketone Yishba. So then when the Gemara said, V'yidoch, Ein Takones Chachomimi. Ein Takones Chachomimi. So then the Gemara comes back to what the Gemara said there in the Teretz. And when the Gemara said in the Teretz, when the Tarzan said, Eloki Yitmar, Vitane Tune Ayitoch, the Rebchir Yitmar, so that Tarzan knew the Maskone of the Gemara. Ein Takones Chachomimi. But when the Gemara is saying now, Hoche Kidmi Tofis and Ansadet Mai Tofis Heilechu, the Gemara didn't know of what the Teretz of the Tarzan. But the Tarzan, when he said, Mai Taime Heilech Name, So he already knew what the Gemara says in Maskone, and then when the Gemara says, Idod Rebchir, and the Gemara says, Anan Sadel Ma'yutof is Helechu, Vikotone Yishba, then the Gemara did not know. So here the Gemara did not know of what the real meaning that the Tarzan gave, of the Teretz of the Tarzan.
That you missed the meaning anyway.
Oh, Vohoche kivim ditof is anan sade, pir sherashi dikasal karaitoch, diisel rabchir kamaise, umushen anan sade hu dimchayu, ואף אגב דהילכו, ולא יסל כדאיתו ומסטיסן דקונס חכום, ולא יסל כדאיתו ומסטיסן דקונס חכום, עד איק מרפשי של ביוחד. ופדבורו, כי אמרינו נלו כי איתמר ויתן אתונה העיד על רבחי איתמר, דאו מדלקה מנהירה ילד רבחי כמייסה, המסכונה סמכינו. Aber es kann es am Himmel, man kann es am Himmel. So when the Talmud said, keep ma the Rapriya, a Rapriya de Basreise, so a maskone itma. So that is a maskone itma. Vasheinke, when the Gemore says, vitane tune shnaymoz mit alles woche kiven di tofis an an sade di mayn tofis elchu vi ketone yishba so di gemore did not know of the maskone in takones rachon vi sal gedai doch in di masnis takones rachon mi adeit mer afshish es beoche u vi dvorov ki am dino na lekit ma vitane tune a yidot rapriit ma di aume di leke mene rayo rapriit ma isi kwa ala maskone samchino Die Maskinen und Takonis Chachomi, aber wenn man die Salke da doch mit Kore, leckele mei ma tane tun alle der Rapprie. Wie lava kamaise, und Maskinen, der Rapprieomoloch, ein Takonis Chachomi, mio i amre bischleime hele Chaye, mit Reise havel ich schwue suke in der Reise, schecheschem sche bischwue atero, kol atewea neitel mitzas triose, vanit vanishba o masche keiseer, Chikefer, aber mich sehen und kiven schatte, wer nicht und mixas große, kein mehr mixas so. Und kein Rabono, la nit was schwe, kein der Reise, au masche Kefer. Elo, ja, am rede hilich mit der Reise Potter, im kein ab der Reise kei gavne, die nicht und der Wea, mixas die große, in an nit war nicht bau masche Kofa. Hege doma la hege, du mir mas nissen. Wie im kein hege, kein Rabono mas nissen schwe, du laf kein der Reise, schatte, du schwe der Reise, mames, kolschu, kein mich sehen und in Nischba, Ashtel yasinu alayim shum d'rapkhiye kamayise, ditane tuna abas reisi itma, vilava kamayise klau, zehu nira leo sikyos ras. So in other words, so when the Gemore is saying, when the Gemore said, shnai v'hoche kivin ditofis, anan sade, so imay ditofis heilechu, amay ditofis heilechu, so that hava minyav the Gemore did not know of the terrace of Ki Itma. That was mentioned by someone who did not know of the terrace of Ki Itma, Ali Dr. Itma. So then the Gemore said, Kivin Ditofis Anan Sade, Mai Ditofis Elechu. That was Lifi the Salgadaitoch of the Gemore before, that this Shvuye is a Shvuye the Reis. But once the Gemore says, But when the Gemara says, Elo ki di itma, ad repriye bas reise itma, so the Gemara says that this shvuye of the Mishnah is not the shvuye the reise. So memele, we cannot say, anan sadet mai ditofis elechu. But we have to say something else. That if mit reise elech is chayev, so memele, that akones rachomim makes sense. Masheikin, if we say that elech is poter, so that akones rachomim wouldn't even make sense. This is what the Gemara means by the Teretz. And when the Gemara explains, or the Gemara explains, Vitane Tune Schneimors Vitales, this represents the Havamin of the Gemara. Before the Gemara as the Kashe. That. Oh, the more explains, Vitane Tune Schneimorze Vitales, this represents the Havamin of the Gemore, before the Gemore as the Kashe. The Shvui of the Mishne could not be Shvui the Reis. So the Gemore is saying as follows. The Gemore is saying as follows. Hello. Elo di koma vitane tune. Mi domo, hosom le malo vis li sade, le le les li sade. Le vosik le mide. Di avo li sade, le ved le vosik le mide, le boi rafri li shtabue. Hoche di chad anan sade bahay, anan sade bahay. Vaf loche mi shtabe. So mi mele, de tshvuye of the mishte could not be in shvuye the reis. So then the Gemara says, Elo ki itma vitane tune, aidach rafri itma. Di rafri itma. So that's the maskone of the Gemara. So in other words, when we say Tane Tune, so the Tane Tune is mentioned as a Raye, that Helech is Chayev. Because if Helech is Chayev, then the takone of Shvuye would make sense. So then it would explain not only the why for the house, but if Eilach is poter, so then the takone of Shvuye Lechot Lechot Eilach is Chavire would not explain the how. Now that's the terrace of the Gemara. Now then the Gemara says, the Omer Afchir, it's not the Hemshah, the Omer Afchir. Omer Afchir, Mon Elibiot, Valo Imechel Abiyodol Emunzuz, Deilachayot, my time here is not making me miss a tiny tummy. Vitale tunish nine years metallic. Walk a kid in the top of the land, saddle my top is Eilachu. We got on the Yishba. So, in other words, this Abam in the Gemore did not know of the terrors of the Gemore, like he eat my vitale tuna either. You see. So the Gemore is explaining it. So the Gemore is explaining, Rav Sheishe Somar. So then there was another discussion. In other words, that it was mentioned, so the Havamin of the Gemara was that the Shvuya of the Mishnah is a Shvuya the Raise, and this corroborates the Deen, the Rebchir Bas Raise, that Hilach is Chai. So the Gemara explains it on what basis? Because Kim the Tophis and Al Sadin Mai Tophis Hilachu. So in other words, this Havamine assumed, like the Havamine before the Teres of the Gemara, that the Tane Tune has reference to Rebchir Bas Chaisa only and not to Rebchir Tamaise. So this Havamin assumed that the Shvui of the Mishnah is a Shvui of the Raise, and it corroborates the Shvui of the Raise of Rebchir Tamaise and of Rebchir Bas Chaisa. But that was a separate discussion by the Gemara. In other words, and when the Gemara says, so the Gemara meant what the Gemara says in the Maskone, that this is the Kodes Chachomim. Then the Gemara says something else. My time, Hilich Name, Kemedi Mix as a time, Dome, Vitane Tune, Steimer as a Metallic. So here, this Havamin did not as yet know of the terrors of the Gemara that. This din of Rebchir is it does not corroborate Rebchir Kamaise. The Gemara did not know it yet. So the Gemara thought that the Shvuye of the Mishnah is a Shvuye de Raise, and it corroborates both Rebchirs. So then the Gemara says, Vidor, how can it corroborate? Here is the Kodesh Chachomi. So it cannot corroborate. So this Shvuye is not the Shvuye de Raise altogether. So then now the Gemara says, Ain't a Kodesh Chachomim. So that goes back to what the Gemara said before. Vitane tuna ayin rafi. Of course, it's Nechak in the Lashon Gemara, but this is how the Ram and the Rashbo explain Rashi. All right. It will be a minute here now.
But it was late, and we didn't finish explaining. I mean, Rashi's pshat in the Gemara, a very difficult piece of Gemara. Now, so at first the Gemara said that Chapriye tried to deduce his first halacha that Adora said in Mechayev Shvuye from the din of the Mishnah. That means that the Shvuye of Shnayim Ozim Italei is the Shvuye Bereis. Why is it the Shvuye Bereise? Because HaGodes Seidim is Mechayev Shvuye, and here, since he holds on to the Talis, so it's an unsadik. It's an unsadik that half of the Talis is his. Half of the Talis is his. And then, so the Gemara refuted that. The Gemara said, Monefshach, if the fact that Reuven holds on to one end of the Talis is an unsadik, that Reuven has half in the Talis, so the fact that Shimon holds on to the other end of the Talis should also constitute an ansade, that Shimon owns one half of the Talis. Now there is Tavai Badodagbur, so there shouldn't be any Shvuye altogether, so like Kedim eating, the Tavai Badodagbur. So the Gemara refuted the this memory of the Braise, that the din of the Mishneh, that the Shvuye of Shnayim Ozin, is because
of the Shvuye the Reise, the Tagore Seidim is Mechai. So then the Gemara says, Elokit Navitane Tune. When the Braise says that the Shvuye, that the Mishnah is a Raya to Reb Chiya's Din, the Braise means not Reb Chiya's Kamaise, but Reb Chiya's Basrai. So Rashi says, Vitane Tune, then the Gemara says as follows. So, the Gemara, El Bikoma Vitane Tune, Midon, Hostel Mao Vitale Sarah Leila Esletai, we must go meet. Die aber ich sage, ich will mal sich wohl mit dir, ich will mich hier nicht abwehen. Hoche Kirche, dann an Sade Bahai, an an Sade Bahai. Warf loche mich abe, Elo, ich glaube, ich kann nicht tun, ein Idol, ab Chitma. So that means, die Gemorre says, Elo, ich Chitma. Ich kann nicht tun, so, die kann nicht tun, it does not have reference to Reb Chiya Kamaise. So in other words, there is no Reihe from the Din of the Mishneh to Reb Chiya Kamaise. But the Tanitune is reference to Prayer Basrai. The Kid, but Tanitune either of Kid, but Omer of Prayer, who not only know your name is Zeus, will a high. My time, Hilach Name came in mixed as time ago. Then Gemara says, Vitanitune, Schnei Mörs and Vital. Vohoche Kim di Tofis, and Ansadis, my Tofis, Hilachu, because only Yishba. So Rashi says, Vitanitune, Kosal Gedaito, the Prayer time in Masnishim, Shun Ansad, the mighty Tofis, the lay. We have a kimono of Yotho, Balo email of Yodikum, where he may say, She is the Hanishi, the Hid on the Rapid, Mahai, which will rise. So Rashi is again repeating the same thing that the Gemara has already refuted. So, in other words, now the Gemara at first assumed, the Havamin of the Gemara at first assumed that the Shvuya of Shnai Mozin corroborates Rapid Kamais's deed. So the Shvuya of Shnai Mozin is the Shvuya of the Reis. So the Gemara refuted it. It couldn't be. Because Keirah the Ansad Elahai and Ansad Elahai. So the Gemara said no. That the Shnai Mozin corroborates Reb Chiya Basraise. But it certainly does not corroborate Reb Chiya Kamaise. Because Keirah the Ansad Elahai and Ansad Elahai. Now, when the Gemara is Miforesh, how the Mishnah, the Din of the Mishnah corroborates Reb Chiya Basraise, so Rashi bases it upon Reb Chiya Kamaise again. So that's the discussion. That's the discussion. Pirsha Rashi kim the habit of the same Mishnah and Reb Chiya Kamaise, because kim the Motsu Lechucha Harbraise, the Helech and Lechia Kamaise, when we return to the Kamaise. So the Rashbo, the Kedusha Rashbo, and the Kedusha Aram, they both say, I mean, even though it's a Deichak in the Loshon of Rashi, but it cannot be helped. I mean, there is no way out except this. So they say that according to Rashi, Gemara is saying as follows. First, the Gemara is saying, Elo dikoma vitane tune midome. So at first, the Gemara had the Havamin. So there was a Havamin in the Gemara that tane tune has reference to Reb Chiya Kamaise. And that the Shvuye of Shnai Mozin is because of the Shvuye the Reise of Agula Seidim. The Agula Seidim is Mechai. So then the Gemara refuted it. So the Gemara said, the Gemara refuted it. So, Kehichet an Ansad Elahai, an Ansad Elahai, v'afil hochem ishtar. So it could not be a Shvuye the Reise because of Agula Seidim. Elo ki hitma, v'tane tun ha'idon rapchi hitma. Domer Reb Chiya mono biyot chov alo imel biyot um nun zuz vehile chayet. My time hilich nami kemiz mitzatayin idom. Period. So the Gemara says, the Gemara refutes that the Havamin of the Gemara, that Tane Tune has reference, that Tane Tune means, that Tane Tune has reference to Reb Chiya Kamaise, and that the Braise is saying that the Shvuyah of Shnai Mozin is a Shvuyah the Reise on account of Agudas Eidim, that Agudas Eidim is Mechai. So the Gemara rejects that. Now, but the Tane Tune is reference to Reb Chiya Basraise. Now the Gemara is quoting another discussion that went on in the Mishmeres. Another discussion, a different time. So now So the Gemara says, Vitane Tune, that's another discussion that went on in this matter. Shnai Mirzi Vitals. So there was a havam in that other discussion. So that went on to this medrash, which the Gemara is now quoting. So there was also a havam in it. So there was a havam in it. Shnai was a bitalis. So vorach kim di tofis an ansar in the mighty tofis eilechu vikatone yishba. So in other words, so then there was another discussion that went on with this medresh and the havam in it. And the havam in it, in that discussion, assumed that when the price says ritane tune, the price was saying that from the din of the Mishneh of Shnayim Orzim, we can deduce a raya to two halachas of Rapriye. First of all, we can deduce a raya to the first halacha of Rapriye that I'm going to say in the Bechayim Yishui. That's why there is a Yishui here by Shnayim Orzim, because when each one says Kula Shalim and Yisasiyo, so in effect says, in effect, he's the way of the whole thing, the whole house, from the other fellow. And the other fellow, when he answers Kula Shali or Ani Mitzasiyo, so then he's kafir the whole thing. But since they both hold on to the end of the talis, so it's like a meeting, such an ansat. So there is a shwe, because I'm going to say this Mechai Vishwe in the right. So in other words, the Havamin and the other discussion that went on in this medresh assumed that from this Mishneh we can deduce both halachas of Rapriye. The first halacha of Rapriye that I'm going to say to him is Mechai Vishwe Dereis. And here too, the Shwe is the Shwe Dereis. Because it's an Amsade. But then, I'm going to say to him Mechai Vishwe. But it's Eilech. It's Eilech also. So why should there be Shwe? Let there be no Shwe because of Eilech. Two are going to say this is Mechai Vishwe. So that's in the case where there will not be any Helich. Let's say 280 will say that he owes 50 and the 50 that he owes, that Eidim say he owes, that the Mitzvah owes, is not available for payment. So then there is not Helich. But in this case, the half of the Sanan Sadeh, that heavy talents belongs to Ruvein, it's available. It's available to be given away to Ruvein. It's aimed for that, so it's Helich also. So maybe there are two riots. First of all, from this Mishneh, there is a raya to the first halacha of Priye, and from the Mishneh, there is a raya to the second halacha of Priye. That was the hava mineo of another discussion that went on this matter. So when the Gemara said before, Eloki itma vitane tunayida de Rapriye itma, domer Rapriye manu biot walim el biot umnen zuz, vilechayev maitai melech nam min mitzaktayne domen. Finished. Period. And the Gemara meant, when the Tarzan gave the Teretz, he meant what the Gemara mentions here at the end. Yido, chim takon es chachomi, umi amre de shleimi, this is what the Gemara meant. Now the Gemara quotes another discussion that went on in this message. Vitane, tune, shnaim oz mitalez, vohche kivin di tofes an ansar in mayi tofes elechu, vikotoni yishba. Rav Sheishes, so Rashi explains, vitane, tune. So he's explaining the other discussion. The Havamine in another discussion at another time that went on with this matter. So, Kosal Kedaitoch, the Rapriye Tamim Masnissen, Mishun Danan Sadi, the mighty Tophis Vileyu, the Havakimon of Yotro, Paloim Rubiodikuru, Voidi Maiden Sechiyesh Lachamishi, the Hidor Rapriye Haivish with Raise. So, number one, we can deduce a Raye to Rapriye Kamaise. And the Havamine in the other discussion in the Bismedresh assumed that the Shvuye of Shnayim Orzim is the Shvuye Dereis. But then, some Meile, we can deduce a Raya to the first Aloch of Rapriye. Then, we can deduce a Raya to the second Aloch of Rapriye. V'orche da'achat do'a seidim an ansadeh, the mighty Tophis, and it's available for Chluke. Ha'helech u'sharim v'neinu, v'kotan el mechayiv Shvuye Ashore, v'adin le'idoyim imbiktas. So now, the Gemara says, So now the Gemara is quoting the whole discussion that went on at another time the Bismedrash. So my Rashi says, "Amar ilach poter my time." He knows the chilich and the komeid b'gavai when he goes mil mal v'dome be bin hamishi molemeide hilchach leki der mikzat taine. So the Gemara asks, now in the other discussion, the Gemara is quoting another discussion that went on this letter. So that is all part and parcel of the other discussion that went on this letter. Urav Sheishes, Kashimas Nissen. Na Kashimas Nissen, so it's a good right. I mean, this is what he was asked in the other discussion of this matter. So Urav Sheishes, Mas Nissen, that goes Rachomini. So now the Gemara concedes that it's definitely Zakonis Rachomim. What is Zakonis Rachomim? So Yechot Yechot Eilom Itikim Talish Ravere. So Vidoch Ein Zakonis Rachomim. Umiyu I Amre Bishleime Midrai Sehile Chaye Misakne Rabonon Shvue Kein Drai Eilu Yamre Midrai Sehile Poter Misakne Rabonon Shvue Dulese Tekavose Kein Drai Se. So what's the Pshat? So Pshat is, now I mentioned last time, but I mentioned it quickly because it was late. So now we see that whenever Chachomim, generally speaking, whenever the Chachomim are misakin et hakone, so there has to be two kinds of rationales. One rationale as to the why of the takone, and another rationale as to the how of the takone. As to the how of the takone. Now, here it's definitely a takone, the shuri. שלוי קלאחד ואחד הילך ותיקן את הלידי של חבר. קלאחד ואחד הילך ותיקן את הלידי של חבר. So that's a good reason, it's a good rationale. It explains the why of the Hakon. Why would the Hakon be sake? Well, they wanted to achieve a certain purpose. I mean, to eliminate chaos. I mean, that a person should not be quick in grabbing somebody else's talis and say it's mine. So that explains the why of the takon. The why of the takon. But now the Gemara says that there are three takones. Three takones. Two of the are below time. My mitzvoshten and two other takones. Now, so Teisve says, I mean the Rosh says it, and Teisve also says it. But the Rosh elaborates on it. So he says that even though my mitzvoshten is one of the few takones, the three takones that Chazal enacted, which have no time, but there is a time. What's the time? In order to make business transactions convenient. In other words, people couldn't conveniently transact business if not for Maim Shloshten. But through Maim Shloshten, what does Maim Shloshten mean? That if let's say, the one who can collect a certain debt, the Malve, says to the Leve, the $100 you owe me, you pay, instead of paying me, you pay to this recipient, so then all the three are standing around, oh, so Memele, so the Milve is transferred, or by Pikotin. If the Mafkin says to the Nifket, this Pikotin that I have with you, that I placed with you, so instead of returning it to me, you return it, you give it to this recipient, all the three are around, so the recipient acquires title to this because. So why? Because that will enable business transactions to take place more easily, more conveniently. Otherwise, business transactions will be handicapped. So it's a very good reason as to the why, but still it's called Hilchas Ebloi Taime, because the question is, how? How I mean just by the fiat of the Malve, so that the Milve is transferred, it doesn't make sense. So Bishleime when the Chachomim were misakin according to Rabbi Yechanan, it akone of Mishiche. So we can understand how it is effective, even if we assume that Midrash and Mishiche is not effective, but Midrabonon. It is effective because after all, he takes possession, he pulls it. Masha'inkin here, nothing was done. No act of possession or no act of dominion was exercised over the object that is transferred. They just words. So how is the transfer effective? So in other words, it's ill-categorically timely because there is no explanation, there is no tamis to the how. So that means that only three takones chachomim are devoid of the time as to the how of the takone. But all other takones, so besides the rationale for the why, and Mamish Loshten also has a time as to the why,
there is also a Thomas to the how.
So Memele, this is what the Gemara says. Omer Rav Sheshes, Masni isn't Takonet Chachomim. Of course it's Takonet Chachomim. Because you look like a chode, you look like a chode, you look like a chode, you look that explains the why of the Takonet. But how? I mean, after all, just to impose, just because we can accomplish a certain objective, because of that we'll impose a shvue, the Chachomim, we'll impose a shvue on somebody else's mommy. And just because in order to attain a very important objective, there has to be some smach to explain the how of the Takonet. So the Divar Chachomim, Takonet Chachomim, should not be nirim kichuche uifule. That's what the Shenim say, that it's called, Hamishloshtin is called Hilchas Ebulitayim, but generally, I mean, it is not done by the Chachomim, because it will be looked, the Takonet Chachomim will look kichuche uifule. In other words, there is no explanation as to the how of the Takonet. So what is the how? So he says, So it has a semblance of made of mixtures of Helich. So this does not even have a semblance of a Shvuah D'Raisa. It doesn't have a semblance of a Shvuah D'Raisa, so there is no time, no explanation as to the how. So the Takonet Chachomim would be near as Kechuche Lutlule. So the Mele Chachomim wouldn't be Misak. So Misak Nerabono and Shvuah D'Raisa Kavos. Now, so we can say in Rashi, so Takonet Chachomim, Vohed Dahach Hadoa Seidim, so the Anan Sali Mayu Tofis Hai Helech Hu Shal Pnei Lukaton Lechai Shvue Ashore Vo Adin Lidoi Mbiktsas Takonet Chachomim Viloi Mishum Ado Esedim Uchid Barachin Oliyo Keirich Ad Anan Sad El Hai Anan Sad El Hai. In other words, now that's the maskone of the Gemara, that's the maskone of the other discussion in this Medresh. And when the Gemara said, Eloki itma vitane tuna aida rabchi itma doma rabchi yamonu viyot valoim el viyot minuzuz vilechayiv maitai meilich tanuk meiz maitani doma, period. The Gemara meant this. So that means that when the Braise says vitane tune, the Braise does not mean vitane tune, that there is a right, that the Shvuye of the Mishnah is a Shvuye D'Raise on account of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechayev Shvuye D'Raise. Because here, no, there is no Shvuye D'Raise. But the Shvuye is a Shvuye D'Rabono. And why is what Chacham Nisakim? What's the why? It's because like Yachad V'Yachod, he'll take it away from Chavere. But Chacham wouldn't be Nisakim at HaKone that has no basis, has no smach in the D'Raise. It has to make sense. There has to be an explanation as to the how. So if the Chachom wouldn't be misakin takone, that would be near his kechuche utlule. So Mele, since Helech is chayev, so the Braise says as follows. The Braise says that since Helech is chayev, so Mele in this case, which has a semblance to Helech, so Mele it is. The Chachomim are misakin et hakone because of Shepo Yachod Vechod Hilo Vitigas Vachavirei. So the why is because Shepo Yachod Vechod Hilich. And the how is because Hilich is right. But with what we have to say, since it has to have a semblance of Yishuwe D'Raise, so why does it have a semblance of Yishuwe D'Raise? Because Hilich is right. But if not for the Aloche of Kapriya Kamaise, then it wouldn't even have a semblance. Because if we say Hilech is Chayev, so here Shvuah D'Raise Hilech would be Chayev Shvuah D'Raise, so here the Chachomim of Misake is Shvuah D'Rabbonon because of Shvuah D'Rabbonon. But, so Bishleime, if we assume Chepchiyah Kamaise's din, that with D'Raise, I would say it is the Chayev Shvuah. But here, there couldn't be Shvuah D'Raise, because Keichat Al-Ansad El-Ahai, Al-Ansad El-Ahai, so then we can understand. So in other words, it has a semblance of Yishuv D'Raise. Why is it Yishuv D'Raise? Because actually it's similar to a Helich. Helich of what? So in other words, but if we reject Rav Chiya Kamaise's din, so it's not shayach to say Helich. Helich in what? Helich in Mikta. Or Helich in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if we reject Rav Chiya Kamaise, it doesn't have even a semblance of Yishuv D'Raise. Why? Because Hilik is Chayim. Hilik is Chayim in what? Mit Reise. A real Hilik. With the Chayim in what? In the Chayim in immediate mixer. Or if we accept Refriyat HaMaises Din, then a real Hilik with the Chayim Bishwuyat Reise in Agudas Eden too. But here, if we reject Refriyat HaMaises Din, then there is no semblance to Yishwuyat Reise. Let's say according to Avuya de Rabbi Petrike, he is chilek on the Priyaka Maises Din. So there is no semblance, because two, it's like Helech. And Helech in the Mikzas, Helech in the Mikzas, so it's Chayev Shved Reise. Chayev Shved Reise. But that's the Priyabas Reise. But here there is no Mikzas. But if we accept the Priyaka Maises, so it doesn't make any difference with the Mikzas Rakhlesevi. So we have to say, and it's, even though it's possible to explain Rashi in a different way too, but it's better to explain Rashi that according to Maskona of the Gemara, so when the Tane Tune says that there is a Raya to Repriya Bas Raise, so he also means not only a Raya to Repriya Bas Raise, also a Raya to Repriya Kamaise. But the Havamin of the Gemara was the Tane Tune is saying that there is a raya to Repriyat HaMaises Din on the basis of the fact that this Shvuyah itself of the Mishnah is a Shvuyah Raya. So that was refuted, because Kechanan Sad Lahai, Nasad Lahai. Now the Baskon of the Gemara is that the Tane Tune has reference to Repriyat Bas Raise, but the Repriyat is a raya of Repriyat Bas Raise. So, in other words, Kein the Raise. So we must also say that there is a raya to Repriyat HaMaises. So then, the Shvuyah of Shulchan Aruch and Bechot Heilich will be Kein Derais. Masha'in Kein, if we don't accept both Dinim of Chafchiyeh, so then this Shvuyah of the Mishneh will have no tam as to the how. It will only have a tam as to the why. And the Chachom in general, we are not misakin et akone, except if there is a semblance of that Midrais. So in order to say that there is a semblance to Yishvuyah Derais, So we must accept Repriya Kamaises Din and Repriya Bas Raises Din. But a Shvuyah Raise, there is no Shvuyah Raise, neither on the basis of Repriya Kamaises nor on the basis of Repriya Bas Raise, because Keichat Ansade Lahai and Ansade Lahai. But a semblance of a Shvuyah Raise can. This is Rashi Shit. All right, now, we have to understand one thing before we go with the Tesis. We'll go over the Tesis, which is more complicated than Rashi. So in other words, so we have to understand what was the original Havamin of the Gemara. Now the original Havamin of the Gemara was that when Tane Tunis, the Tane Tune implies that there is a Raya to Repriya Kamaise from the Mishneh, because the Shvuyah of Shnei Mozi is a Shvuyah de Raise, it's Mamish. Mam is the Shvuyah that I'm going to say in Mizrachai. So the question is, I mean, as Rishenim expressed it, I mean, how could there be such a Salgadaita in the Gemara that the Shvuyah of the Mishnah of Shnei Mozi is a Shvuyah de Raise? Why? Because when Reuven says to Shimon, Kulashali, so he says, so he's claiming, he's making demand upon Shimon, that Shimon should turn over the whole Talmud. All right, good. And then when Shimon says, Kula Shali, so then he's Kibra. But then, since Reuven holds on to one end of the Talmud, so that means it's like, Hagore Seyim, Anan Sade, that Shimon has it. That Shimon has it. So Mimele, at least they have. So Mimele, since Reuven holds on, so that means an answer that Reuven has at least there. So Mimele Shimon is Mechuyev to swear is Shvuyah Derais. But Keichat Ansade Lahai, Ansade Lahai. So everything is this barrier. There is Eidim that Reuven has a head, and there is Eidim that Shimon has a head. So then is the same of the Mishneh. So what was the Havel? All right, so that's Maskona. But what was the Havamin of the Gemara? Udukarole, my parole. So we have to say as follows. Now, Rav Netam, we see that Rav Netam says that the Yachleiko of the Shvuyah is based upon Chazoche Komashiyot Mishalei. the Biro of Chazon. He says in so many words, Rabbeinu. He mentions Nasr Ravad and so on. So it's the Biro of Chazok. Not the Sophic deal of Bozek, but the Biro deal of Music. Of Chazok, he called Mashri Odom Shishoi. So we have to say now that the Havamin of the Gemara certainly held like this. The Havamin of the Gemara certainly held like this. The Havamin of the Gemara, that there is a Shui of the Reis, that the Shui of Shtaimot, the Shui of the Reis, because of the Chiyak Havai Saloche, certainly must have held that when two hold on to a Talis, so the Chazoke of Komashiyot Mishishalei applies. But the Havamin of the Gemara assumed that there is still a distinction between a case where one person holds the talis, when one person has exclusive possession over the chetetz of the talis, and the case of Shnayim Ozmi talis, when the talis is not in the exclusive possession of one, but it's in the possession of both. So too we apply the concept of Chazoket Mashir Shalei even to the case where both hold on. But there is still a distinction. Now, there is still a distinction. In other words, so if one has exclusive possession over a certain chayvetz, then the chazoke, the possession, is a biro gomo. Masha'inkein, where both hold on to the talis, this is what the Havamin of Gemara held, then it's not a biro gomo, but it's a partial raya, it's a chochek tzatz. It's not a biro gomo. When can it be considered as a biro gomo? Only if one holds it, exclusive. But if two hold it, so it's not a biro gomo. Because then there is a reyese in the chazok. So it's not a biro gomo, but a partial biro it is. It is a tzasi chochet. Now, some minute now we see that the Rosh, now the Rosh explains called Alim Shvar. I mean, I mentioned it in Rosh, not that one is necessarily linked to the other. So the Rosh explains the deen of called Alim Shvar as a chochet. Because he says, called Alim Shvar means either b'rayes or b'keach. So he said, now the question is, b'rayes, so why do we limit the din of Kodal Mivar to cases where it's not Erzin and so on, and some of the Shemim say only when it's Vada Ramai. Monevshech, Rayes, if someone brings Rayes, so that's effective in every case. Whether it is Vada Ramai, not Vada Ramai, whether it's Erzin or not Erzin, even if one has a Muzek, and then the other brings Rayes, so naturally we take it out from the Muzek. So when the Rosh says, Kodal Mivar, bring the Keah, bring the Rayes, he doesn't mean real riots. He means like what we call circumstantial evidence. Something that Al-Pedin is not considered as a biro gomo. But you can deny it that thing. It has a certain weight. In other words, partial riots. So in certain situations, so where we apply the din of Kodal Mivar, so we rely on partial riots. So that's what Kodal Mivar means. And keach is also like a chochek tzad. So the Rosh says that the one who knows in his heart that it's his, he'll be misanefesh himself more. He'll exercise a greater effort. He'll exert a greater effort than the other who is trying to grab something that doesn't even belong to him. Because the other fellow has nothing to lose, but this person has everything to lose, so maybe he'll be misanefesh himself more. So that's not a raya gemura. I mean, you can't rely. You can't rely on that kind of a raya. So, but it's a partial raya. So in other words, so the Havamin of Gemara assumed that true, the Bashnai Moz Mitaleh, so we apply the Chazor Ekomashim Nushalei. But there is still a difference between Tfise by one, exclusively in one, and tfise by two. Tfise by one is a biro gomo. And tfise by two, so it is a chazoke, but it's not a biro gomo. It's a partial raya, it's a yochoche. It's a yochoche tzas. So it's like a reglaim gomo. But it's not a biro gomo. So So mele, da hava mi mit gemore seet, tane tune, da du ete rize reihe, tu rapprie, ta maises din, fam de mischne, because de mischne seet, schnaim ozen mit alles, so each one has to take a shwe. Why take a shwe? Why take a shwe? Na, after all, chazoki kom ashiodim shishalei, so let them be chelek without a shwe. The answer is, since it's not in the exclusive possession of one, but they both are pusim in it, so the bilur is not a bilur domov, it's only a raglaim domov, it's a chochek tzas. It's a chochek tzas. So we rely on it. So we rely on it. But at the same time, he has to take a shvue because since it is a chochek, even though it's a chochek tzas, so it's like Eidim. So it's like Eidim. Now, so true, it's like aiding to this one or to this one, but this is like aiding, like a case where aiding themselves would testify on the basis of Umnir. Where the aiding themselves wouldn't testify b'riyah gmur. Sometimes aiding, they see something, they don't see, I mean, the real fact. But from what they saw, they deduce other facts, and where it's not necessarily so, when it's possible, I mean, that something else could have happened. I mean, so of course, we don't rely on such a thing. On such a thing, we don't rely in collateral. Not only in the Nefoshes we don't rely, even in the Momenes we don't rely. Because Al-Tishnai made me open door, so it means if the Eidim saw, not if the Eidim saw other facts from which, on the basis of whom, then we could deduce let's say Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. That is not the greatest. But in this case, so since there is a Yechochet Tzas, so Memele, and I'm going to say it in his Bechayel Shvuye. So here, even though we have the Yechochet Tzas for each party, so each party has to take a Shvuye. That's what the Gemara assumed. Then the Gemara said, no, that's impossible. It's impossible. In other words, that Monefsheh, if we apply the din of Chazoki Koma Zirodom Shishalei, so then there shouldn't be any Shvuye, because Gehechel Ansad Lahai, Ansad Lahai. Ansad Lahai. And then the Gemara probably means, in the Maskone, that it's not reasonable to apply the din of Chazoki Koma Shishalei if it's not the Biur Gomo. Because Monefsheh, if it is not the Biur Gomo, so it has no weight whatsoever. And if it is the Biur Gomo, so then what purpose does the Shvuye fulfill? That's Maskone Gemara. But the Hava Min of Gemara, according to Rashi, assumed that even if it's not the Biur Gomo, we still can apply it. But then each party has to take a Shvuye. And that's exactly the reason, according to the Hava Min, as to why each party has to take a Shvuye. That's because of Ansad Lahai and Ansad Lahai. But it's not a real Ansad, I mean the Biur Gomo. So in other words, there is an umdred, it's the Chochek Tzas, Lehai Ulehai. So maybe each party, the Geshvuye, to be Mivaret. B'teiras Biur Gomo. So the Gemara refused that, because the Gemara Maskone holds that it's not Shayach to say that we apply the Din of Chasuk of Rashi Shalei if it's not B'teiras Biur Gomo. All right, that's Rashi. Now let's see the thesis. V'tane Tune. V'tane Tune. Ha'id or Refriye. Anan Sade de Mai de Tof Yisai. Pirush Rashi, kivim de Havek Adoha de Seidit, mishtabim v'chiyah kamayis. Vikosh, kivim de Rimotzi v'yichu chahar b'raise de Hilich, elu mikiyah kamayis, lehim v'tane tuna kamayis, that's the Yiskashi against Rashi. V'kach yesh lehima, de Anan Sade lav davke, de Mai de Tof Yis machshivin olay hashte, tvei meyadu ha-seidit, v'choshiv kilumeid olay, didei. So in other words, when the Gemara now is saying Anan Sade, it does not have the same meaning as the Anan Sade expression before. Before, when the Gemara said Anan Sade, the Gemara meant it's Mamash Adoha Seidit. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara refuted that. Monef Shachif, if it's an Adoha Seidit, so we have Adoha Seidit for Reuven that he has the head of the Talis, and Adoha Seidit for Shimon that he has the Talis. So what's the purpose of the Shvuye? Now the Gemara is saying, no, that this price, the Tane Tune, does not have reference to the Frekamites. and but it has reference to Rav Chiya Bas Reis. Some mail we can reject, we can even reject Rav Chiya Bas Reis. But we can deduce a riot to Rav Chiya Bas Reis from the Mishnah. Why? Because since both hold on to the Talis, so it's considered, so it's an ansade. What's an ansade? Not a dua seidim, it's more than a dua seidim. What is it? It's like he's made. Now, this is very strange. Now, what is it idoye? I mean, idoye means idoye. If you want to have mamish idoye, so idoye means idoye. Idoye means he admits. Now, here he certainly doesn't admit. Because Rubin says kulashali, and Shimon also says kulashali. So does Shimon mean to admit? When he says just the reverse, I don't admit. The whole talis is my Shimon says. How can it be considered hidoye when he keeps on screaming that it's his completely? So there is no element of hidoye. So what does thesis mean? Thesis means, the Gemara now, when it says anansade, the nansade, so the Gemara means it has the weight of hidoye. It has the weight of hidoye. Why? So it must be on the basis of Hazoke Komash Yoradim Shishole. Otherwise, how will it have the weight of Hidoye? So how can it be, I mean, that Hazoke Komash Yoradim should have greater weight than Agudas Eidim? There are certain Hazokes that are considered like Eidim. There are all kinds of Hazokes. Let's say, I mean, the Shach has the quality medium. So he divides chazokes into three categories. There is a strong chazoke that is definitely like Eli, that is as strong as Eli. So melee nige against that chazoke will certainly be ineffective. And then he has a very weak chazoke. So nige against that weak chazoke. So certainly be effective, and then there's a bayin di gemore in Bol Basre, where the medium of chazok is effective or not. So that is a medium kind of chazok. All right. So the Shach classifies chazokes into three categories. So the strongest chazok is a chazok that is as weighty as Eidim. But to be more weighty than Eidim, I mean, how could that be? Now here we don't have actual medium. Literally, a medium we don't have here, because Reuven says kulashali and Shimon says kulashali, so he's not made even a mashal, he's not made a Shimon. But he means it's more than Eidim, it's like it has the weight of Eidim. More than Eidim. More than Eidim. So mainly, even though, if we reject the Rav Chiya's deen, but we can deduce from the Mishnah, Raya, Rav Chiya's Reises. Because here, Shnei Meir Mitales, so it is as weighty, it's considered as if there was a doy from each person. So, Mimele, but it's Heilich, so it's Raya, Heilich is Raya. But, Monefsheh, how could it be considered as a doy when there is no actual doy? Only on the basis of Chazoke Komash Mishalei. So how could we say that Chazoke Komash Yodem Shishalei, that Chazoke Komash Yodem Shishalei should be more than Eidim, but just like Eidoy? How could it be when he's not Eidoy? And then, how would the child have to say it's like Eidoy when he's not Eidoy? He says, L'kach yesh lima dan sada lav dafke, v'may nitof is machshevino lei hashte tvei ma'adu asidim, v'choshev ki lumeidu lei dideyu, when he keeps on screaming, no, it's not Eidoy, it's mine. So in other words, if we say that if we reject Rav Chiya Kamais's deed, so that means Agudas Eidim is not Mechayev Ishui, even though he becomes Mechayev 50. So let's say according to Avuyah de Rabbi Pitre, he is Chelik on Rav Chiya Kamais's deed. He says, in the case of one of the Yotcha, while in the room, but even the Yidin Sheish Yodha Hamishin, so he's not Mechayev Ishui. He's not Mechayev Ishui. Ali do aspi vato mechayle, vi ato mechayle ado asegim, according to Avuyah de Rabbi Pitre. So only by do aspi vishayle Ishui. Still, Teisa says that the Gemara now assumes that the Shnai Mirza Mitala is dead. He is like Idoye, so even according to Avuya the Rabbi Petrike, he can be Mechoye Vishui. Why? In what way is Akode Seidi not similar to Shnai Mirza Mitala? So we have to say, because by Shnai Mirza Mitala is, so there is the Chazoke Komashiyot Mishishalei. So why is that more than Eidim? So Eidim is not considered like Idrashti, even though it becomes Nisbari, and after all, there couldn't be better Biru than the Agodas Eidim. So it's certainly, as a Biru, so Agodas Eidim is a much better Biru than the Biru of Chazok and Tomashiyot and Shalek. We see that Migebrot made the Moyamunon, but Mige made it Chazok and Tomashiyot and Shalek, so it's a Gemara Mefereshet from the Sugi of Masra Rabbeinu. So it's Muchach, that Migi is effective even as against the Chazoke Komash Ve'alodom Shishoe, because from the Gemore of Masra Rabbeinu it appears that the problem arose there because he says Ein Chatve V'di Chatve, and there was an Idecho to observe the grabbing. That's why a problem arose. But suppose there had been no Idecho, and no one was standing, and then Reuven would say to Shimon, you grabbed my piece of silver from me? We two alone were on the roof, and you grabbed my piece of silver from me? And Shimon would respond, yes, I grabbed it from you when no one is around, because it was my piece of silver, and you are holding it. So in such a case, Shimon would be trusted, because he could have said that I didn't grab it. So even though he grabbed it, and since he grabbed it, so that means that who had the original possession of Reuven. So we should say Chazoke Komash Yodom Shishalei, but he's never in the Nige. So we see from this Gemara that Nige is effective, he's certainly effective. Nige the Chazoke Komash Yodom Shishalei. So the Chazoke Komash Yodom Shishalei is not the strongest type of Chazoke. The Shach says there are certain Chazokes where there is no Abai in the Gemara. Certainly, Midi is ineffective against them because they are as strong as they. But we see that the Chazok of Rosh Hashanah is not such a strong Chazok. Midi is certainly effective as against the Chazok of Komashiyot.